In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two, countdown to kickoff. Nikki K, Sammy P, and you, YBYB, on the BetMGM Network. Very busy hour coming up. Best bets will close the show. Every game on the board, week 14, NFL Sunday, 40 minutes from now. The Underdog Moneyline Parlay is coming up. We will have a teaser conversation coming up. The Prop King will give you thy royal plays for today. A board update coming in moments. We will finish It Moved in moments with Bears, Packers, and Sunday Night Football, Texans, and Chiefs. But Sammy, the college football playoff reveal show has started, and we eagerly await, I do at least, the 12-team bracket. And we can actually have a conversation, hopefully, on how we bet the first round, at least give our first thoughts. We may not be far away from finding this out. Pretty exciting on this Sunday.
I hope they don't milk this for the whole hour. We're going to get this in the next 10 minutes, I hope.
I think I remember from the last couple of years, I don't think it happens right away, but I don't think they milk it the entire hour. I don't think it comes at like 50 past. We will get it before the end of the show. As I have the TV up here. They're running some kind of graphic package. I just want to make sure we don't miss this because they just showed a blank bracket. I don't even know what this, some interminable graphics package. Anyway. Well, as soon as it happens and we get it, we will bring it to you here on the show. Let's try and squeeze in a couple games if it moved. And again, we will as soon as we get it, we will bring it to you here. The reveal of the 12 teams that make the playoff and the first round matchups. But Sammy, let's try and wrap up It Moved. Packers and Bears, oh my, in Lambeau Field, where it actually will be the frozen tundra today. About 15 degrees, no wind though expected in the forecast. Green Bay and Chicago, what do we got?
Sharp guys on the under here. 45 on the open, down to 44. There are some 43.5s in the market. So if you want to go under, find that 44 and go under that. You want to be protected on 24 to 20. I happen to like the under myself. A buddy of mine a couple of days ago told me to get in. I bet some under 44. The side kind of fighting between 6.5 and 7. Some book 6.5, others at 7. The bartender, Nick, is on the Bears, +6.5.
Yeah, I don't want to bet 6.5 with the Bears. I love Ben Johnson. I'd like to take 7 with Chicago. I don't know if we'll get it in between now and kickoff, but I'd like to take a full 7 with the Bears. If you had to bet the side, like people really respect your opinion, what would you want to do if you had to do something with the side of the game?
I'd tease the Packers down to a pick.
Just like to win the game, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Johnson did say on Monday that the Bears are winning in spite of the passing game, not because of it. If the Bears were going to win the game outright, you would need a way better game from Caleb Williams than you've gotten recently. I'd like to bet them to stay within a touchdown or lose by 7. That teaser does sound pretty good with Green Bay just to basically win. That's the Packers and the Bears. Massive game in the NFC playoff race. If the season ended today, it doesn't. But if it did, the Bears would be the number one overall seed and have home field advantage in the NFC at 9-3. The Packers right behind them at 8-3-1. And let's close It Moved. Sunday Night Football. Kind of feels like last dance at the OK Corral for the Kansas City Chiefs at 6-6 here. Expected to be without 3 of their 5 starting offensive linemen against Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, and this outrageous Texans defense. We had Brian Baldinger, Sam, on the show on Wednesday on You Better You Bet. He said that watching Will Anderson play defense, like, brings him to tears. And he wasn't joking. What do we got with the Chiefs and the Texans, and your opinion on the game, if you've got one?
We're out to four. They're laying the 3 and 3.5 with Kansas City. Yeah, we're 4 at plenty of books. All over Vegas, it's 4. BetMGM 3.5 minus 15. And the total, I'm surprised this total hasn't come down a little more, because I was, you know, doing bear bets on Thursday with Jeff Schwartz, who played in the NFL for a long time. And he was just talking about how much he would hate to block the Texans. Like, you line up against Houston, turn the film on, it's terrifying. And then you add in the fact that KC's down, what, 3 linemen? Where do the points come from in this game? So I was a little surprised. Total hasn't moved more. We're about 42, 41.5 on the total.
And Jeff's brother, Mitchell Schwartz, obviously played like protecting on the Chiefs offensive line, protecting Patrick Mahomes. So I'm sure when Jeff says that, Jeff knows what he's talking about, obviously, when he's saying stuff like that. There's no question about, outside of just not wanting to block them, like, I think in this particular matchup, it might be a little difficult. What would you like to do here, Sam, in this game? Anything?
I'd probably go under if you made me. We'll do best bets, end of the show. I'd go under 42 at this point.
Be honest. You can tell me I'm dumb. I say it a lot. I want to bet the Chiefs again. I haven't learned my lesson yet. But I don't want to lay 4. I'd like to lay 3 if it comes down. And I may not get that opportunity. Is that dumb?
I think a smarter bet would to take Kansas City money line and parlay it with your Miami Dolphins today.
Oh, my God. You told me your advice was run from the Miami Dolphins.
No, I'm running from the Jets.
Okay. Let me see here. Chiefs money line, just for bleeps and giggles.
Be like plus,
who do we think is the safest bet to? Yeah, who do we think is the safest bet to win today, Sam? Just pick a winner of a game.
Miami, question mark, I think. Maybe.
Denver?
Yeah, but then your parlay isn't as fun.
No, it's not. Minus 120 about it, BetMGM. With Chiefs Broncos, 2-team okay. Moneyline parlay.
How about do Bills and Chiefs? Bills Chiefs moneyline parlay. That might be a little bit more enticing price-wise.
Plus 102 at MGM.
There you go. Yeah, you get that plus price, buddy. That's what we do.
We'll call this the Jim Nance Memorial Parlay, because you've been saying, and I've been laughing at it for weeks. I don't know if it's going to happen now, but welcome to Championship Sunday in Buffalo, where it's Josh Allen and the Bills against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. We shall see. I just really like for the Chiefs to win this game. Like, just keep the hope alive, even if, you know, the flame gets extinguished in a few weeks. Would very much like for Kansas City to win. And that is all the line moves for today, Week 14 NFL Sunday. We are awaiting the college football playoff reveal. My TV is on mute. Kirk Herbstreit is talking. I'd like to see a bracket. I don't know when we will. We will at some point this hour. I don't know when. You bet on this Week 14 NFL Sunday. Sammy, anything else happening on the board right now?
Yeah, well, not on the board. I just wanted to... I heard Herbstreit say yesterday... He was on ESPN, and he said that BYU should be penalized for losing the Big 12 championship. He said that. I heard it. I filmed it. I heard it. 3 minutes later, him and Nick Saban said, well, Alabama shouldn't be penalized for losing in the SEC championship. And I'm like, what? Like, how are you going to say BYU should be and Alabama shouldn't be because it's the SEC? Give me a break, man.
But that is the answer to that question, if I'm going to play devil's advocate. Like, that is what people would come back and say, is because it is the SEC.
But he says one team should be penalized for losing in a championship game, and another team should not. Like, we can't minimize one championship game and then not do it to another. That's BS.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say BYU should be penalized. I think you just leave them where they are in the ranking, right? And you don't even have to, because they're on the outside anyway. It's not like they were like 9th and now like you're dropping them out of the ranking. They were 11th. And just because I got some tweets from people, just so people understand this, I'm not saying this to be a jerk. Like, you have to remember, like, the top 10 make it. The other two spots are going to go to a bad conference champion. And like, it's not even going to be that in this instance with Duke winning the ACC. We're going to get 2 group of 5 teams in. So it's going to be 11 and 12. It's going to be like Tulane and James Madison probably. So it's only the top 10. So, you know, BYU, the loss did not like ruin their chances. They weren't going to get in anyway without a win. So I don't even think they get penalized. I don't even know why Herb Street felt the need to say that.
Well, okay, so I have the show on too, on mute, and obviously I don't know what they're saying. But Saban's in the middle, Herb Street's on the right. I bet you $25,000 they're saying Alabama should be in, because that's what they do.
For people that are not watching, if we could set a market, this is like Gatorade at the Super Bowl, except you know the answer already. What would people guess Nick Saban's jacket color is right now? What would you set red at without knowing? Give you a hint.
Red,
it's not black, it's not blue, it's not gray. Yeah, red is off the
red
board. He's wearing an Alabama crimson jacket right now as he's doing this hit on TV. Oh, Grant put -450 in the chat. Grant, you're going bankrupt if you're hanging that number. You can't even put a number up there on this.
Grant, your book is out of business. Yeah, I mean, you're watching the show and Saban's like, you can't lose your conference championship, BYU. And then they get to Bama, and he's like, well, yeah, Bama can get in. I'm like, oh,
that's right.
Got it, coach. Thank you.
Also, just the I don't care at all. I just find it funny. The endless carrying of water for Lane Kiffin by Saban is like a little it's a little too much.
They all have the same agent. They all have the same agent. That's why.
Yeah. I like my agent does a really good job. I'd probably fire him to hire Jimmy Sexton. Tim, I appreciate you. just saying. Jimmy Sexton might be the best agent out there. All right. Anything before we get to the props? And obviously, as soon as we get college football playoff news or anything happens on the board, we'll interrupt the props and bring you that information here on the show.
Take the throne, King. You got it.
All right, the prop king. Yo, let's just get to it here in the interest of time. Thy royal props for Week 14 NFL Sunday.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
So, ESPN right now on the TV feed has like a, what would five be? So quad would be four. What's the five box?
Pentabox?
Sounds evil. If they had a pentabox.
Well, but a pentagon is five sides.
The pentabox. Molly McGrath is at Duke right now. Do you think when she got that assignment, she was like, oh man, really? I got sent to Duke? You would think she was happy about it?
Probably not.
Dude, when Duke won last night, for people that met, Duke beats Virginia in overtime to win the ACC championship with five losses. And they're interviewing Manny Diaz after the game, like, coach, do you think like Duke belongs in the playoff? And what's he going to say? Like, no. He starts making a case for Duke to go in the playoff. And I'm just like, the fact that this guy's got to be up there right now saying like, oh yeah, we look at the team we just beat. It's like, come on. Like, if we gave you a lie detector right now, like, this was Maury Povich. Like, the lie detector determined that all of this was a lie for Manny Diaz. Anyway.
Also, dude, we're not getting this bracket for a half
hour. You're right. Yeah. Here's Jen Latta at South Bend right now. We got to get all the reports in. Yeah, this is a TV show. We're not going to get this until Sam's right, until the very end. If we do get it, we'll break in. So I'll roll through the props pretty quickly here. Dolphins and Jets. Everyone knows I love A.D. Mitchell. We had his over last week. You can bet it again this week, but it's obviously gone up. I think Devon Achane goes for 100 yards rushing in this game. Jets run defense is bad. We saw Bijan absolutely tear through them last week, despite the fact that Sam and I both won our bets last week, obviously, on the Jets. Plus three. I think Devon Achane rolls through them today. Achane over rushing yards. You can bet Achane over 100 rushing yards as well. One anytime touchdown here, just because I like the price. John Mechie is now in the threes to score. Him and A.D. Mitchell are like the only Jets pass catchers that get the ball. So I like the price for John Mechie to score. The anytime touchdown bets, small money bets, beer or pizza money to win more, obviously, than you bet. Ravens and the Steelers. I'm not sure what the saying goes. December showers bring Zay flowers. Even if Lamar can't run, and he may not be able to, like, he's going to be able to throw the ball. And he had a long completion last week to Zay Flowers on Thanksgiving that got called back on like a bogus offensive pass interference call. I do like Zay in this matchup here, especially if Lamar can't move and he's under duress. Zay is going to be a security blanket along with the tight ends. Zay over 57.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns, we know Aaron Rodgers throws to three tight ends. Jonnu, Darnell Washington, Pat Freiermuth. I like to bet the guy at the longest odds. That's Pat Freiermuth today. Pat Freiermuth anytime touchdown for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Seahawks and the Falcons. I actually hate all the yardage prices in this game, all the yardage totals. JSN is the one that I guess stands out the most. I don't hate Rashid Shaheed, 21.5. He'll go over in one reception if he gets it on the fast track. So I guess Shaheed would be the one. I'm not betting it, but people will tweet me and be like, do you have a prop bet for the game? I guess Shaheed would be the one. I'm not betting it. I do like an anytime touchdown bet in this game. Tyler Allgeier should not be the same price as Bijan Robinson. Like, Bijan should be a shorter price. But Allgeier gets the ball down by the goal line and in the red zone all the time. He's plus 250. He should be close to even money. So Tyler Allgeier, anytime touchdown for the Atlanta Falcons. Bills and the Browns. We said earlier, James Cook is going to have a huge game, probably. Market expects it. The market does not expect Chase Brown to have a huge game on the ground, and I think he will against his bad Buffalo Bills run defense. Chase Brown, over 49.5 rushing yards. I like three anytime touchdowns in this game. Samaje Perine, who's getting work down in the red zone for Cincinnati. Chase Brown comes out, Perine comes in. Joe Burrow throws to three tight ends. Let's bet the one at the longest price. That is Tanner Hudson. And the Bills running back at the longest price because they all touch the ball today is Ty Dolla $ign, Ty Johnson. The rest of the props on the other side, along with underdog moneyline parlay, teasers, and the college football playoff bracket, if we get it.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.